And good afternoon, and welcome to Empower Hour. I am your host, Tracy Ullman, and along with me is personal sports trainer, Denise Pavernick, and together we help you reclaim and restore your own personal power. And if you'd like to visit me in person, you can do so at Soulscapes Reiki Healing, located at 721 East Lancaster Avenue in Downingtown, Pennsylvania, or you could also go on to my Soulscapes page on Facebook. And Denise, where can our listeners find you?
You can find me at www.innerstrengthfitnessnutrition.com. You can find us on Facebook.
Oh, we're having a little technical difficulty with Denise's folks. We are live.
All right, here we go. Much better?
Can you hear me? Her mic was unplugged. Yeah. Where can we find you, Denise?
That is so symbolic right now for my day that I'm having. So symbolic. And there was on my way here, I was listening to No Doubt, Don't Speak. So there we go. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to say a word now. You can find me at www.innerstrengthfitnessnutrition.com. You can find me on Facebook at Inner Strength Fitness and Nutrition. And you can also find us on Instagram at Inner Strength Fit Nut.
All right, and folks, you can also call in with any questions or comments on today's show at 610-701-WCHE. That's 610-701-9243. And today we are talking about soul beauty, how to discover yourself from the inside out. Both Denise and I are empowerment coaches and soul coaches. And our guest today that's going to be joining us is Heather Sahagin from Pulse Beauty Academy. She is the owner of Pulse there in Downingtown, and she is going to be talking to us about how she inspires her young students there and others, not necessarily young, but her family. And, you know, as women, we are just champions of helping others that are struggling. We also help each other with our soul and our soul decisions. And, you know, your journey through life is definitely a spiritual quest, and at every turn on your path, you have a sacred companion with you, and at the side of your companion is your soul, and it gives us powerful advice, and this loving advice escorts you throughout life. Now, I will tell you, your soul and the way that we move through life, we unleash a power in us that helps to inspire others. Our guest today is Heather, and when I had met her, first of all, we spent 2 hours on the phone, didn't even know each other, and I just knew I had a soul connection with her. So please welcome Miss Heather Sahagin to the show.
Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing?
We are just so excited,
to
have you here and representing Pulse Beauty Academy in Downingtown. Mm-hmm. Tell us, Heather, a little about how your journey started with Pulse Beauty Academy.
Well, thank you again for having me. This is such an exciting time. There's just so many great things
happening.
Every
day you get on the radio.
I know. Right? Where's my entourage makeup?
Well, your makeup looks fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
Our intern, Lauren, definitely commented you on as soon as you came in the door. She's like, I want your makeup. So you're doing something right there at Pulse.
Amen.
Yes.
So actually, my husband founded Pulse Beauty Academy. When I first met him 12 years ago, he owned a hair salon and was just so passionate about education and getting people prepared for a successful career in the salon industry, that he became a national educator for John Paul Mitchell Systems. And as an educator, he was at a training in Miami, and they said, you know, we're considering launching Paul Mitchell schools across the country. And my husband must have had that soul person right there guiding him, because he had the courage to just walk right up to the co-founder, actually, of Paul Mitchell Schools, and he said, I don't care what I have to do, but I want a school. And at the time, I was actually a sales rep for the largest distributor professional hair care products in the country, and he said, you know what, I would love for you to be my admissions person. Like, you just have this, you know, really charismatic quality about you. And I was like, okay, great, and like, I love you too. And we fell in love and
opened
the school. I know, how cool is that?
Here you are today. So how at the school, how on a soul level, how have you empowered and inspired your students? So before you answer that, I'm just going to let listeners know, you know, I myself am a licensed cosmetologist and esthetician. So I was licensed back in 2005, 2006. And I will say, in 1992, I graduated from nursing school. I just remember the rapport I felt when I was telling people, family members, that I was going to get licensed. And, you know, there's a big difference between you saying, oh, I'm going to nursing school, and they would say, oh, that's great. And then I would say, oh, you know, I'm now thinking about going to do hair. Oh, and, yeah. And they're like, oh. And, you know, and it's like, it wasn't easy.
No, it's a very typical response, though.
And that's what I want to get at. Why is that? What have you found that we still, is that 1960s beauty school dropout,
yes.
A stigma that has happened? So,
yeah.
I believe hairdressers are like secret therapists. We know more.
Yes, I agree.
Wouldn't you agree? Nail technicians are estheticians and hairdressers, right?
Absolutely.
So how did we get that stigma?
You know, I think that grease and beauty school dropout still resonates with so many people. They almost hear it in their heads when their kids are like, I want to go to beauty school. The parents like, oh. Beauty school dropout, beauty school dropout, and they just, no. How about you go to college first, and then when you're finished with college, and they come into the school, they tour the school, they're in love with it, and they'll maybe say, well, you know, we really want our daughter to go to college first. And I don't necessarily think that parents don't want their children to achieve what they want, or they don't want their children to live their dream. I think that as a society, we've stigmatized the trades. Mm-hmm. I think as a society, it's more acceptable and exciting to say, oh, I was accepted at Westchester, or hey, I'm going to Stanford, hey, I'm going to beauty school. Do you see what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because even when I said it myself to my family member and friends and coworkers where I was working, they say, oh, what do you want to do that for?
Right, you're too smart for that.
I know, like, but it's not easy.
It's not.
No.
It's certainly not. And the thing that I find really fascinating, especially in this day and time, when people are spending so much money on a college education, they come out of school with $60,000 plus in student loan debt, and they're working at Starbucks. And they're making $8 an hour or $9 an hour. The beauty industry allows these kids and adults the privilege of being able to determine their own future, to be able to determine what their income's going to be. Because they come out of school, and you know, they come out of school, and you have the freedom to be a hairstylist behind the chair. You can be a nail technician. You can be an esthetician. You can be a makeup artist. You can say, you know what, this year, I want to make $50,000. I want to make $50,000 this year. And they know that, let's just pretend, you know, industry standards, about 50% commission, they know that they have to generate a little bit more than $100,000 a year in service dollars, and then they just divide it by 52, divide it by 5, divide it by the number of hours in their day, and it's just an extremely mathematical equation. And they never have to have that conversation with HR where they say, listen, Tracy, it's been a rough year, so we're not going to do raises. We're only going to do maybe 1 to 2% cost of living increases. They never hear that conversation, ever. Mm-hmm. They get to say, you know what, I want to buy a car, and I know that I need to earn X amount of dollars to get that car. They know that they need to do that amount in service dollars. Like, the freedom that this industry provides people, the empowerment. Think about the single moms that we've had come into our school.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to. Yeah,
oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. They come in and, you know, perhaps they already went to college. A huge percentage of our student population already went to college. They already went to college. We have future professionals. We call our students future professionals. We have future professionals who have gone to college, graduated, have successful careers, and are coming to school part-time at night.
Okay.
And we also have future professionals who are moms that want to add additional income to their families, and they say, you know what, I'm going to come to school during the day, or I'm going to come to school at night. And they know that they have the privilege of contributing to their families. So again, that empowerment is just, it's a skill set that can never be taken away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Once they pass that test, they don't ever have to pass that test again. They are given a skill that they can take with them, quite literally.
So what's your typical person, student, that comes looking for coming to Pulse Beauty Academy?
It's interesting. I don't know if we really have a typical future professional or a typical student,
okay,
because we have people come from
every walk.
Okay. Absolutely. We have men, we have women, we have kids that are graduating from high school, we have the mom that's returning, we have corporate executives that maybe have been downsized and are like, you know what, I'm done with this, I'm going to get my license, I'm going to open a salon. We have people that come from different socioeconomic backgrounds. We have people that have come in that have been really down and out financially. We have people that come in and stroke a check for $18,000 and say, okay, I'll start. Yeah, it's crazy. It's really crazy. But the majority of the people that we have coming to our school, the common thread they have is they are caring. They are loving. They are giving. They are creative. They need to have that creative outlet. They're typically those visual, auditory, kinesthetic learners. They want to touch. They want to see. They want to feel. They love to explore and experiment with makeup, eyeshadow, hair color, their clothing, their look. I get so inspired by these kids, and I hate to call them kids, but I get so inspired by them to see, like, someone will come in, a girl today that's in our new freshman class. I went into class and she had this headpiece on where she had a gem in the center of her forehead and it just draped across and went under her hair, and I immediately was like, I need a gem.
So she inspired.
Yes, absolutely.
So, because Denise teaches about the angels, and she's very intuitive. So wouldn't you say a clairvoyant person would do very well at a Pulse or at a creative school?
Yes.
How could you tie that in, too?
Being very visual is not only visual with your physical eyes, but it's also having the vision of, what you can look at someone and see that their potential and their possibilities. Also someone who's clairsentient, which is very, the touchy-feely person. Like you said, they like to get hands-on, touchy-feely.
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably going to have a lot of people with clairvoyance and clairsentience in these classes.
Clairsentience?
Yes.
Nice.
That's clear feeling.
Okay.
Clear feeling. But the other thing that, as you mentioned earlier, where clairaudience comes in, which is clear hearing, is another skill they need, because, like you said earlier, they're like therapists.
Yes, they are.
They're listening, they're incorporating. As they're trying to help you transform the outside, they're helping you transform the inside.
Absolutely.
So when you're standing behind the chair, you have complete control of what is going on in that environment, not only energetically, but from what you're going to create in your vision, and then also trying to help them see. You got to be a really good communicator to help them see what you're trying to create. So using those senses is key, where we can incorporate what we do empowerment-wise, psychically or creatively, to bring women into their power and help them reclaim, because it's what we did thousands of centuries ago,
absolutely,
the Egyptians, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. One of the things that you had said at one time during conversations that we had that really resonated with me was, when you're behind the chair as a hairstylist and you have your client in the chair and you have the ability to just pour that energy into them, that positive energy, you have the opportunity to perform Reiki on them perhaps as they're sitting there. They're just completely unknowing, but suddenly they're feeling at peace.
And let me tell you the power of a good hair massage when you're getting your hair shampooed.
Yes.
I could just stay in that chair all day long.
Yeah. Well, then you'll have to come to Pulse, because we guarantee a 5-minute scalp massage.
And I'm the kind of person, Tracy will agree, it's been I don't like people touching me.
She's
I don't like people touching me.
You're not Claire Sentinel.
She's not a touchy person.
No, I'm not. I've gotten better.
Her hugs are definitely closer.
Yeah. Get me in the chair and you're going to shampoo my hair. I'm not moving.
Well, you know what? You just brought up a really, really interesting point.
And with that point, we got to take a break, be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Pat Ward, Chairman and CEO of Penn Liberty Bank. As a locally owned and managed community bank, we understand the importance of helping businesses within our communities to grow and prosper. Penn Liberty Bank has consistently been recognized as one of the top SBA lenders in the Philadelphia region. We have the lending expertise to provide area businesses with the capital they need. Here's Bob Terzak, CEO of Brilliant Graphics in Exton.
Thanks, Pat. I have been in business for 35 years and have never worked with a bank so extraordinary. Penn Liberty Bank is involved in our business and truly cares about our success. They have an exceptional commercial banking team who is available and approachable. We could not ask for a better business partner. Everyone at the bank champions our business from the stands and on the field, never distanced from the game. When you need an extraordinary bank, call Penn Liberty Bank.
Thanks, Bob. Find out how Penn Liberty Bank can help your business grow. Visit PennLibertyBank.com or stop by any of our 10 conveniently located branches.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nursing home neglect is on the rise. Hi, I'm attorney Steve Karp from the Chester County personal injury law firm of Karp and Hart. My partner Peter Hart and I have seen an increase in the number of calls from families who have parents in nursing homes who have been injured. Patients who are bedridden or confined to a wheelchair require the skilled nursing care which they pay for. If they're abused or neglected, they can sustain bed sores and ulcers leading to infection and death. Our elderly clients have also suffered from falls from being left unattended. The result? A broken hip. If you believe your family member has been harmed by the neglect of a nursing home facility, give us a call. The number is 610-430-2200. That's 610-430-2200. Or check out our website at carpenthartlaw.com. The elderly should spend their last years being taken care of, not being taken advantage of. Please join us every Tuesday at noon when Karp and Hart hosts Legal Talk on WCHE.
Academy Bus, the Northeast leader in ground transportation services, is proud to sponsor Westchester University Athletics. Like the many student-athletes who represent the Golden Rams, we strive for excellence with every move we make. Our charter bus service now stretches from Boston to Washington, D.C., and includes modern Wi-Fi internet-equipped motor coaches with the most professional drivers in the industry. To learn more about our services and our new 38 and 28-passenger equipment, visit us online at www.academybus.com. Search for us on Facebook or view videos of our fleet via YouTube.
Hi, I'm Tracy Allman, owner of Soulscape Reiki Healing in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. Did you know that Reiki can help you relieve physical pain, diminish stress, and help you get more out of life? I treat back pain, stress headaches, anxiety, and depression. Reiki is a natural way of helping your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. If you've been injured, suffer from stress or anxiety, call 484-888-8777 to find out how you can improve your well-being.
If it's happening in Chester County, you'll hear about it here. WCAG 1520 AM, the talk of Chester County.
All right, and we are back, and we are talking with Heather, owner of Pulse Beauty Academy in Downingtown. And remember, you can call in if you're listening, students. We're giving a shout-out to Pulse Beauty Academy, so if you are listening, let's give a shout-out. Hey! Okay, and, you know, I just wanted to reiterate what we're talking about, you know, soul beauty, designing or discovering you from the inside out. You know, your soul wants you to know that the more you see beauty around you, in your environment, yourself, and your body, the more it will fill your life in all forms. Never say anything about yourself or your body that is negative.
Wow.
Would you like to comment on that?
Well, I wanted to touch back on the point that we were speaking of earlier.
About my hair massage.
Exactly, about that
can
hair massage.
Like a whole hour? Can I book an hour? No, 5 minutes.
Not going to be enough. But it's interesting, though, because the point that you just brought up about being a person who, and here, you're very outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
You have this great fitness business. Clearly, you have to be in sales because you have to sell yourself. But something as intimate as someone touching your hair,
mm-hmm.
how you were like, ooh. Or somebody touching your body.
Yeah.
Wait, don't touch me. You're like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it comes to touching your hair,
mm-hmm.
that is such an intimate act
mm-hmm.
to touch someone's hair, to touch their head, to massage their head, to shampoo their head, to lean back in a chair and open up your throat.
Yeah,
I mean,
throat,
think about
throat
that.
Chakra.
The throat chakra,
yeah.
Yes. And your, what is this here? Your
heart chakra.
Your heart chakra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are completely vulnerable
mm-hmm.
when you do that. So I feel a hairstylist has to have such an incredible power about them.
It's probably probably why you like the head massage so much, because opening up the crown. And
always
you love to be
crown.
So so connected to the divine, because she hears and sees angels. So she just loves a head massage.
That's awesome.
So she's all signed up, ready to come in.
I was just going to say, she's going to be like, forget the haircut, baby.
Right.
She's like, you spent 45 minutes massaging my head. But ask that question
back
again.
Back to my point. So the more you see beauty around you, never say anything negative about yourself or your body that's negative. So tell us about like what you do to inspire your students to stay positive during the process of becoming a cosmetologist.
That is
how do we
a great
inspire?
Question.
Yeah. How do we inspire? Because I'm sure that you know anybody going to school, not just cosmetology, could be communication school or broadcasting school or attorney school. There's times in our lives where we can get negative and down on ourselves. So how do you keep your students inspired and positive?
I love that you just brought that up. First of all, because we do function in a society right now where there is more pressure than ever to be concerned about your appearance, what you're wearing, what your hair looks like, what your makeup looks like, what you're driving, etc. And at the same time, we're having this other incredible explosion of people talking about the acceptance movement, the self-acceptance movement, where it's, you know what, I am created perfectly who I am, and people loving and embracing who they are. But, you know, it's interesting. I had a conversation with a recent graduate yesterday, and I would, you know, mention his name, but I won't, you know, in case it gets him uncomfortable. But I had a conversation with him yesterday. He's in a funk right now, and he's feeling very plateaued. He's feeling kind of like, you know, comparing himself to other people. Well, I'm not as good as them, and well, I can't, you know, I don't want to get a job there because I don't feel like my skill set is up to where theirs is. And I want to make these YouTube videos, but I don't feel like, you know, my hairstyles are as nice as these other people's hairstyles. And I looked at him and I said, right, but what an incredible advantage that is, because you can actually connect with so many people just by saying, hey, you know what? Where you are right now is exactly where I was. And in fact, I'm kind of feeling uninspired right now too. Like, let's grow together. I said, rather than looking at these things and making them perceived weaknesses, turn it around. I said, have a paradigm shift. Look at those things that you're labeling as weaknesses and see how they may help another person. I said, you never know. You could actually create a video and say, hey, everybody, it's me, so-and-so. You know, I know that you guys are out there and you're feeling like you can't get from point A to point B. Guess what? I'm kind of feeling like that too. So I wanted to start this video series. Let's take the journey together. Something that simple. I said, you could literally pull people in.
From where you're at.
Yes.
Yep.
And you could inspire people with something as simple as saying, let's take this journey together. So it's always helping them to see the glass as half full, helping them recognize and see the gifts that they already have, how powerful they are, how beautiful they are, the skill sets that they do have. And don't get me wrong, we are by no means a, you're perfect and everybody should get a trophy. Absolutely not. Listen, we're Gen X. Okay, we're all about the winning. I need the trophy. I need to win. So in that coaching, we also keep that dose of reality where we say there has to be accountability. You have to be able to set goals. You have to be able to hold yourself accountable. You have to be able to say, okay, well, I know that there's a certain amount of work that goes into things as well. So it's that really careful balance of coaching, building up, loving on people where they are, but also holding them accountable.
And you know what I'm loving right now? Is the new trend with the colorful hair.
I know, me too.
Every time I see the kids each week, like I'm
listen,
you know,
don't look at the rest of my hair, but do you see, I had these cute blonde ends and they did them these flaming red, like, I love it.
I have one at home with green hair right now. I have another one home with like, it's like a pinkish red. And every week it's a different color, it seems like. And I'm loving that.
I know. Yeah. I know, me too. I would love yours, that pink, because of your blue eyes and your skin color. And I'm not a hairstylist by any means. Listen to me. I'm like, I would love it. But you have that exact coloring in your eyes and your face to have that vibrant
and
pink.
And I keep joking with them that one day they're going to, you know, I'm going to pick them up and they're going to see me with color.
That would be awesome. And it's, again, it's such a huge attention getter.
Yeah.
Could you imagine how many people people are going to be like, your hair is so killer. And you're like, yeah, and so is my body. Here's my business card.
Could you imagine me not wanting to get attention?
No.
Wait, and here's one of my goals this week. It was last week, but it's also again this week, to be more outgoing. I feel like I'm not outgoing enough.
Nice.
There you go. Pink hair it is then. Scalp massage and pink hair. Done.
So what... Let me just reiterate to what you're saying. So to help others inspire is definitely is having them the belief system and helping them sharing what they might feel vulnerable about. But when we're studying in cosmetology and we're helping others look good and feel better about themselves, how do you teach, or is there any teaching of self-care or this? I know you had mentioned before that Paul Mitchell has a kind of a spiritual attitude. You love to go out to California, and can you talk a little bit about the spiritual part of a Paul Mitchell school and what he does?
You know, I feel like, again, I thank you just for even bringing that up, because we wouldn't even be here if it weren't for John Paul DeJoria and Paul Mitchell. And John Paul DeJoria is one of those... He is the bearded guy that everybody sees in the ads with the beautiful blonde wife. And he is a man who is just amazing. And what he does to impact this earth in a positive way is unparalleled. He started, you know, John Paul Mitchell Systems more than 35 years ago with Paul Mitchell, $700. $700 they started this company with, and they were selling the products out of the trunk of their car. And the company premise was for hairstylists by hairstylists. And so they really focused
on... Excuse me, goosebumps.
I know, me too, I know. They really focused on providing and creating a line of products that would help hairstylists become more successful. Well, then along the way, as the business became more successful and John Paul became more successful, he has such a servant's heart. It is unbelievable. He goes and gives back to, but I mean physically walks into places. He's not a guy that just strokes a check, although he does plenty of that. But he physically goes to these different homeless shelters. He goes to the One Mission in California and spends time with them. He goes to and supports the Boys and Girls Club of America, because when he was a kid, he actually was a part of the Boys and Girls Club of America. His parents were immigrants. And he just gives and gives and gives. He travels the world. He founded Food for Africa. They just launched a new product line called the Marula Oil. It's very similar to like the Moroccan. Neroli.
Yeah, Neroli.
But he went to Africa and found this tribe that would actually grow and harvest and produce this oil. So he creates jobs, but not just jobs like, oh, I'm going to build a factory and you guys can all make minimum wage and whatever. I'm talking about life transforming careers and opportunities. And he's done the same thing by partnering with Wynn Claybaugh and creating the Paul Mitchell Schools. Mm-hmm. He has created a vehicle for hundreds of thousands of people to actually fulfill their dreams. And their whole thing is about giving back, giving back, giving back.
And how has that trickled into the school where you see with the students? How has that, you know, energy, as Denise would say, because she's very, we're going to do a show on Law of Attraction. So let's just let Denise comment on how he has set, you know, out of the trunk of his car, now that energy into the school. And let's see if it ties into what she's going to say, what she sees.
Well, you know, when you are the person, you know, and you're the creator.
The visionary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
And, you know, there's two types of creation. There's positive creation and there's negative creation. So if you're coming from a point of positive creation, it sets, you know, a domino effect where people are going to feel that. We meet each other vibrationally first before we ever come into contact physically. And so if you have somebody with this vision and they're excited and they're passionate and people jump on and they feel that excitement, it trickles into that person and it trickles into the next person.
Yes.
So it's like a, you know, trickle-down theory where, you know, all the way from the consultant doing the hair is feeling that energy and sharing it with the person who's getting their hair done, who then goes out and spreads it even more. So
yes.
There's really like a no-end cycle to that type of energy.
I like the fact that you brought up that we need each other
vibrationally.
I mean, think about that. So the good vibes you're putting out, you're only going to attract other people that have good vibes.
Yeah. At any given moment and any day, there are people saying, I wish I had this or I had the ability to do that. And the people who already have that ability are going, I'm here. Who can I help? And that means
yes.
help
us. Yes.
And then next thing you know, you feel the urge to be in this place. You know, the other day, I was on my way to go do my run, and I was on my way to the Struble Trail, and I wasn't paying attention. I went right by the exit. And I said to myself as I was going to the next exit to turn around, I'm either supposed to miss somebody or bump into somebody that day. And that day, because of that little time blip, I met a man walking two of his dogs who, you know, I have this wonderful ability for people to confess their life really quickly to me once they meet
me. You turn into confessional.
Yes. And it was just like, you know, I was able to say the right things at the right time and give him our business card. So it's like the universe is always doing that kind of stuff where you're saying, who can I help? The people say, over here, I need the help, and then we meet each other.
Yes.
So go ahead.
I was just going to say, that right there was one of those perfect examples of looking at something that could have been seen as I missed my exit. This day sucks. I can't believe it. Now I got to keep going. I got to turn around. I got to shave 10 minutes off my run. Instead, you approached it with, wow, like I wonder what the universe has in store for me today.
And all day long, I'm just amazed at what's brought in front of me.
Yes.
At any given moment. I mean, like the song in the car on the way here, Don't Speak, and then my microphone was unplugged.
I know.
After the show, I'm not saying a word the rest of the night. That's it. I'm done.
That's great. That's great, though.
So tell us about the students and what Denise had said, how Paul Mitchell has paved the way. Do they feel it? Like, what are their dreams? What are their visions? What are you creating there down in Downingtown with the new? I mean, they're the ones that are going to be doing my kids' hair.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, it's interesting. We get these, you know, reviews or surveys, we call them, when our future professionals have graduated and each level as they go through. And they just kind of give us an idea of where we're at, how are we doing, you know, what's resonating with them, what's working, what's not working, et cetera. And we always ask, you know, what made you choose Pulse Beauty Academy? And a significant percentage of the people respond, the way the school felt when I got there, the school's energy, it felt so good here. And that means so much to us, to me and Adam, to our staff, to our team, because we went through a time where there was a lot of dark energy in our building. And to know that kids are recognizing it and people are recognizing it, they come in and they say, it just feels good here. It just feels good. And that makes us feel really good.
That's an example of Claire's sentence.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, I'll have to say, you know, I'm not a girly, girly girl. You know, I'm in sweats. My hair's pulled up.
I'm a pretty foo-foo.
Yeah.
Okay. We get along.
Unless I have a photo shoot that I have to go to and I have someone come in and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah. But she cleans up well.
Occasionally, yeah.
Don't give away our secrets.
I almost showered today. I almost did my hair today, but I'm waiting for tomorrow for class. There has to be special. Anyway, I have to say there's something very empowering when I go to get my nails done or I go to get my hair cut, you know, or just to feel good. It's like almost instant.
Yes.
That instant gratification that it's like, there I am again.
Yes. Yes. You know what, and this will tie to what you just said and also to what Tracy just said, and we'll get back to it as soon as we get back from this break.
Hi, I'm Tracy Allman, owner of Soulscape Reiki Healing in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. Did you know that Reiki can help you relieve physical pain, diminish stress, and help you get more out of life? I treat back pain, stress headaches, anxiety, and depression. Reiki is a natural way of helping your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. If you've been injured, suffer from stress or anxiety, call 484-888-8777 to find out how you can improve your well-being.
If you're like most people, you keep track of how much milk you have in the fridge. You keep track of your finances. You keep track of how many calories you eat. You keep track of the weather, the news, technology, work, school, music. You even keep track of how much toilet paper you have left. So while you're keeping track of all this stuff, could we suggest adding one more thing? keep track of your prescription pain medications you have at home. If you have old prescriptions you aren't using, dispose of them properly. Take drugs out of their original containers and mix them with an undesirable substance such as coffee grounds or kitty litter. This message is brought to you by the Chester County Department of Drug and Alcohol Services. For more information, please call toll-free 1-866-286-3767.
They did it in California, New York, and New Jersey. Across the country, Verizon is forcing customers off their traditional telephone service and onto less reliable and oftentimes more expensive wireless networks. By cutting access to reliable landlines, Verizon has put our schools, businesses, and general safety at risk. To find out more and to tell your legislators to put an end to Verizon's tactics, visit don'thangupon.me.com. Paid for by Consumers 2020.
Do you want to eat healthier and exercise but don't know where to start? Are you bored of your current food choices and exercise program? Inner Strength Fitness, located in Downingtown, can help you. Inner Strength Fitness offers customized nutrition plans and exercise programs that can get you results. Call now at 610-425-0105 to schedule your free consult. Get on track now for a healthier, happier new you. Inner Strength Fitness, nutrition.com.
The names you want to hear from?
Chester County District Attorney Tom Hogan joins us.
The stories you care about.
The investigation focused on former Superintendent Richard Como.
This is the talk of Chester County, 1520 WCHE.
All right, we're back. And remember, folks, you can call in at 610-701-WCHE. That's 610-701-9243.
We are having so much fun here.
We are.
I mean, Heather's a natural. She, like, took us to break.
Didn't mean to.
Yeah, that was perfect. Just perfect. Bringing it back to the Paul Mitchell School, tell us about some of the charities that you're involved with.
Absolutely.
You gave me a list. I mean, Wings for Success, the Child and Career Development Center, Kelsey's Foundation, Friendship Circle. Tell us a little bit about the work that you do. I love just showing the champion and right in our backyard the work that Pulse Beauty Academy does and the charities that you're involved with. I think it's just fabulous.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And you know what? We've actually been recognized by Modern Salon as an excellence in education school 2 years in a row for our community involvement. And our community involvement is just something that came so naturally to us. When we first opened the school, we partnered with Wings for Success because we were like, what can we do? Like, you know, we were given this incredible privilege of, you know, having this great business and all these great future professionals. Like, what can we do to help others? And we connected with the original founder of Wings for Success, and we're considered a founding funder and partner for Wings for Success, and we still continue to this day to provide services for their disadvantaged women.
Would you say that that's your secret from starting on a shoestring budget to now, being as popular and organized as a school that you are?
I don't know. That's a great question. I mean, maybe if it's like, you know, the whole concept of paying it forward or the whole concept of just sharing love and spreading love, you know, that resonates.
The more you put out, the more it
vibrates.
Yep.
Right. And, you know, before we went to break, you had mentioned something about, you know, how good it makes you feel when you get your hair done, when you get your makeup, like, you just feel better. And you started to ask about the charities. And one of my all-time favorites one of the all-time favorite events that we do every year for the Child and Career Development Center in Coatesville. It's a school that is specifically for kids that are intellectually disabled. And there are some kids there that have like emotional challenges as well. And you will see kids there who are just absolutely so, you know, they have deformities and they're in wheelchairs and they may not be able to even speak. They may be blind. And then you have kids that, you know, I'm using air quotes here, could be considered normal, but, you know, maybe have, you know, emotional situations or whatever. But every year we go there the day of their prom.
Oh.
And we bring future professionals. And I am not kidding when I say some of the most challenging future professionals that we've had, the ones where you're like, oh, like, you know, gosh, I wish that they would have like a life-changing moment. that day is the life-changing moment.
I got goosebumps. Yeah.
It is so powerful for these kids to walk into a school where a lot of the kids there can't walk, to see kids who can't afford to go to a hair salon, things that we just take for granted. Oh, I'm going to go get my nails done. Oh, I'm going to go get a blowout. Oh, I'm going to go get a shampoo. Some of these children can't even do that. The majority of them are foster kids. They don't have anything. And to have our future professionals go in and unfurl the hand of a kid who has palsy, who can't open her own fingers, and they uncurl her hands and they polish her fingernails, and for them to do the hair of someone who maybe has never had their hair done, and these kids who walk in, who, we had one girl in particular who broke my heart. She came in, she looked like a boy, she dressed like a boy, she was like hiding herself, that protecting energy, and she had hair that was just a tangled knotted mess, and we were able to do her hair and smooth it, and we put her makeup on, and we have before and after photos that were just casually taken. The change is unbelievable. Our students are crying. These kids are crying. The teachers are crying because
I'm crying.
You don't understand. I've been like holding it back over here because I will find it.
It's that kind of day for me. I've been over it all day for a good cry.
A lot of estrogen in the house.
Oh, I know. Lots and lots.
But sounds like a fabulous program there. No wonder you're so successful there down there at Paul Mitchell. Do you have anything to add to that, Denise, that inspires us?
That is, you know, what we call about uplifting your energy. People, each individual person has a vibration where you're vibrating at every day. And it's a scale of consciousness that you go on. And you don't realize how much your close interaction can help bring somebody up to a higher vibration.
Yes.
And it could be that moment. You know, we all have those moments in our lives where we never forget the kindness of somebody just randomly doing something for us that was not anticipated or expected. So you just never know the impact that that one kind thing will have on that person to move forward. Again, another domino effect.
I was just going to say, it just speaks back to that domino effect of just you're putting it out there, and then their vibration is elevated, and then they feel inspired to go and help somebody or do something. It's just amazing.
Just, you know, in any way, you're teaching your students to make a negative thing into a positive.
Absolutely.
You know, we might get down on ourselves or feel ungrateful where we have to maybe write a gratitude list and just be grateful some days to get real, like, oh, I have food in my belly. I have a roof over my head. And sometimes we do take that, the ability to walk.
You're reading my mind. You take the ability to just put your pants on your car.
And that you can walk. And then when you see that, it gets real.
It puts
real
things
quick.
Into perspective.
And for the young person to see that, it must be life-changing for them.
It is.
It's your key to success.
Absolutely.
Great,
and those
great
future
story.
Professionals
great
that
story.
Are so negative or so hard and untouchable and emotionally closed off just become, I can't describe it. I really can't. The level of positive interaction after the event, the whole day of the event, on the way home from the event, moving forward, the weeks going forward, they're just positive and happy, and it's amazing. It's life-changing, and it's things like that where we take ourselves out of our comfort zones, where we
talked about that last week.
You
coming
did?
Out of, yeah, coming
yeah
out
we
of
tried to
zone.
Do 8 ways to get out of your comfort zone, and we made it to 3 because it was such a meaty topic that we're going to think of doing it our last show of October is to get out of our comfort zone. And what do we do to get out of our comfort zone, Denise?
It's about taking risks. It's about taking yourself to a place where you haven't gone before, where, you know, you feel that anxious, nervous energy pushing you forward. But it's all about, you know, you learning to become a different person than you are right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
And how do the students change? How's that metamorphosis happened?
Oh.
You know, what you see when they come in, the confidence, she's ready to cry because I bet you she must see a lot because do you enroll them? What's your job title there at Pulse?
I'm the sales leader there, but I don't actively enroll. I used to be.
Oh, that's what I thought.
I used to be.
Who wouldn't want to join? Mm-hmm. Right, talking to her.
That's like my favorite. It's just to connect with the future professionals and to be able to understand what their journey is,
mm-hmm.
and to see them come from here to here. I mean, a perfect example, again, is the gentleman that I was speaking to yesterday, who is a recent graduate, who, when he started at our school, was just downtrodden. I mean, mm-hmm. physically downtrodden, shaved head, like just rolled shoulders, very little eye contact, just would kind of like look down at the floor mm-hmm. when he walked. He was in an abusive relationship where she mm-hmm. was the abuser.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so sad. He had to leave, you know, school a couple times. He had a, you know, bad situation at home with his family, where his siblings were all taken and like in different foster care situations. And this guy could have been a statistic. He could have just been like, I'm done. Like, I can't do this. He lost his car. Like, there were so many challenges. I am so proud to say to you that he started at our school today as a teacher.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because he graduated the cosmetology program, passed his boards,
mm-hmm.
went through our teacher's program, graduated from that, mm-hmm. passed his boards, and he is now a hairstylist at a salon in Media called Chrome. It's mm-hmm. owned by Becky and Johnny Chambers, and he also is now a learning leader at our school. And he's on his way to being a men's grooming specialist.
Mm-hmm.
He's shoulders back, perfect hair, he's well groomed, he has a new girlfriend, he has a new baby, like his life is amazing.
Yeah, how quickly it all can change.
Yes, 18
yeah.
months.
Yeah.
But again, that paradigm shift of looking at those things that we perceive as weaknesses or challenges or problems,
mm-hmm.
and understanding, like, how can I make this work to my advantage?
What would you say were the key people that helped him do that there at your school?
I feel like all of us.
All the mentors.
Yeah. Absolutely. I believe that it is a team effort. You know, I was there coaching him. Johnny Chambers, who owns Chrome Salon, he works at our school as an operations leader, and he was there coaching him and helping him along. My husband, my sister Katie, who is in financial aid, who was able to help him with all of his funding, our learning leaders.
Nice. Well, we're going to take one more break, and when we get back, we are going to talk more with Pulse Beauty Academy.
Thanks.
Hi, everybody. I am Donna Saul, host of Bring Back the Balance Radio, changing the world and your community one conversation at a time. Let's bring back the balance Tuesdays at 1:30 right here on WCHE.
Heatherwood Retirement Community understands at different stages of life, residents may need different levels of care. That's why they have created a Continuum of Care campus. Live comfortably in spacious, independent living apartments and age in place. When personal care is needed, our dedicated, caring staff come right to you. Rehabilitation and skilled nursing are here on campus. Heatherwood's spacious apartments and cottages offer full kitchens, multiple closets, a private patio or balcony, and endless activities to live an active lifestyle. No more maintenance or housekeeping. No costly buy-ins. A simple month-to-month lease, and you can experience the good life. Love lives here. Call today for a tour at 610-273-9300 or visit heatherwoodretire.com.
They say a family that hunts together stays together, and that's because there's a special bond that's shared when the entire family gets out in the field. Sharing adventures, memories, laughs, and savory venison dinners. It's what life's all about. And whether you get something or not, just being out there is enough.
Visit GoHuntPA.org to get your family's hunting license. Discover tasty recipes and find new hunting lands near you. GoHuntPA, a site for hunters by hunters.
Hey, Chester County, have you tried acupuncture? I'm Margaret Chelley, owner of Inner Light Wellness Acupuncture in Downingtown. If you've been struggling with stubborn health problems and have found no relief, I can help. We're located in Downingtown on Business 330 near the Wegmans Shopping Center. We're open evenings and weekends for your convenience. Don't let your body slow you down. Get acupuncture. Call us at 610-357-4376. That's 610-357-4376.
All right, and we're back, and we're kind of sad that, you know, the hour went by so fast. Folks, I hope you had as much fun as we did. Heather, did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
And when we went to break, you know, Heather was like, oh, my goodness, it's over already? And I said, yeah, it really teaches us to be fully present in the moment. Let's talk about that, Denise. How do we live fully present in the moment and to enjoy and savor every piece of it?
You know, most people don't realize that they're on autopilot. You pretty much Monday through Friday do the same thing over and over again. We just have a different day on the calendar. So, you know, if you guys want to play along, there's a fun exercise that we do in one of my classes where, you know, first I have people have a general conversation about themselves, talk about themselves. So we've kind of covered that.
Yeah.
But now let's take a few minutes and have this conversation, and you can't say four words. You can't say I, me, my, or mine. And that puts you in a super duper now moment, because not only are you not allowed to say it, we're not allowed to say it, so you got to listen if anyone messes up. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. So tell us a little bit more about yourself then.
Tell us about your equestrian lifestyle.
Oh. Horses are so amazing.
They are.
And
they're so spiritual.
They really are, though. I mean, seriously, I just said I. The clairsentience is actually scientifically proven with horses that, and we did a whole clinic about that where a woman came up from Florida. Her name is Caroline Ryder, and we did...
How appropriate.
I know, right?
Caroline Ryder.
Yeah, we did this huge clinic where you learned how to communicate with your horse prior to actually mounting the horse.
By the way, I did.
Okay. Oh, yes. I just touched her. I can't say I.
Yeah, you can't say I, but you are. But that's,
ooh, yeah. I know. It's tough.
It really keeps you focused on the words that you're
using.
So if you were to describe yourself, you would say female, children.
Husband.
Yeah, and it makes you think, and even though it makes you think, it makes the listener, I feel like I pay more attention
because you want to catch her saying those words.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
And what
also,
else?
Why
does it work so well?
Because the there's so much pause in between the words that it's causing you to hang on every word the person says.
That's what it is. I hang on where I'm really like...
Yeah.
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 You're waiting to hear the I, me, my, or mine, but
because,
you're also...
most of the time, we listen to respond. We don't listen to hear.
We listen to respond. We don't listen to hear.
Yeah.
Good words of wisdom.
The whole time, our wheels are going... Like,
what can I say
to
now?
...to respond.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And the more you use we, the more connected you are, because it's that interconnectedness, that
one
that we talk about.
Connectedness, and that's really what soul connection is, and soul beauty and soul empowerment, making us feel, you know, connected. And it's a wonderful feeling. It was so good to have you here. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you know, in the class we ask, who are you? And that's the question you have to answer in not using the I, me, my, or mine.
Oh.
So we end up having some students who talk in third person. They'll use their proper name. But it's interesting because the first conversation you can just talk normally and there's lots of chatter.
Mm-hmm.
The second conversation, there's a lot of silence. And it's really nice because in that silence is you need the silence to be able to hear the words.
Wow.
And words are simply labels. They really don't
give
any context to what it is you're trying to quantify and qualify.
Mm-hmm.
So in that silence, you get to feel. You get to feel the energy of the other person, and
Absolutely.
That's what we're trying to accomplish.
It's so interesting. That is just so interesting because, think about it, instead of being able to say I and making it so about me, when you say mother, wife, sister,
Mrs. Johnson,
lover.
I like to do your hair.
Right.
You know, when you're standing behind the chair,
you
make it about them.
When you use those words without saying, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a this, when you say mother, all the women that are mothers can connect with that.
Mm-hmm.
When you say wife, when you say sister, daughter, they are able to connect with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting.
Yes, and it's a fun thing to do, and it brings lots of laughter, and because of the laughter, it raises the vibration. So it's like a win-win type of exercise.
You're definitely going to come to Pulse.
Yeah, we'll have fun with that.
I know, that'll be great. I know, and Tracy's coming for Reiki.
Mm.
We're still trying to get that on the calendar. Mm-hmm. Mom, come in and heal us. Mm-hmm. Bring it, yes.
Bring my sage.
Burning it, burning sage.
I don't think Pulse Academy in Downingtown needs that. Sounds like you guys are, you know, yeah, I'm sure we have it would be nice to have like a quiet room. What I would like to see in schools, nursing schools or cosmetology schools, is just to have a quiet room that they can go to and maybe have a practitioner there that they can kind of just zen out for 15-20 minutes, meditate and chill out, to have a quietness so that they don't spread that or ooze that negative, which is, you know, sometimes hard, you know, with their upbringing.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's really interesting because I remember a conversation that you and I had had before about creating a space like that, because as hairstylists or just hair professionals in general, you're constantly pouring into other people's cups. Hey, how are you? So good to see you. How's your son? How's your daughter? Let me take care of you. And that goes on all day long, let's say 8 hours a day, and then you come home to your kids. Hey, how are you? You know, and then your husband. So to be able to take that time.
Got to fill it up.
Yes, to fill your own cup.
As I think about like the stations that each hairdresser has, it's like their own personal altar.
Yes.
Like, you know, they really should have things that represent their energy present there.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a really great idea.
So that way, every time, you know, they're looking, because you're constantly looking in that mirror. And what do we do as women most of the time when we look in the mirror is we kind of pull ourselves apart.
Yes.
When you have that altar set up, it kind of reminds you who you are and why you're doing what you're doing.
It can ground you again. Yeah. It can kind of pull you right back in. And again, that reminder that we're perfect. We're all perfect.
And your contagious energy is just so contagious and energetic. And I love how I asked Heather to send me a bio so I could, you know, get to know her a little bit personal on a level. And she had put here that, you know, and she loves having a loving, positive interaction with everyone that she comes into contact with, making people happy, creating magic for others, and being a positive force in the world.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Great personal mission statement.
Thank you.
It is wonderful. Thank wonderful.
You. And they aren't just words. I mean, we can tell in the hour that we got to spend with you that you're doing that.
Good. That's awesome.
And the secret
that's
to success.
Awesome.
Of having how long is Pulse here? 2005? When did you guys open?
10 years.
It's 10 and a half years. Are you having a big shebang? Like, how are we celebrating?
I know. We should have, because it was Valentine's Day.
Oh.
That was our 10-year Pulse anniversary.
Oh, okay.
I know.
It's never too late. I'm always up for a party.
Me too. We love parties.
Yes.
We love parties.
Nice.
Especially parties that include champagne and chocolate.
And hair massages.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's up for next week?
Next week we have, it's all about healing. We are going to actually have Wally Adams, Healing Touch practitioner. She's actually one of my mentors, going to spread the word about what Healing Touch is the first half an hour of the show. And then actually the second half of the show, Dr. Lauren Sheffield from the 411 Wellness Show. She is on Tuesdays from 3 to 3:30. She will be joining us from 4:30 to 5, and she's going to be talking about chiropractic ways and holistic health and connecting the mind, body, and spirit. So she has her own radio show called 411 Wellness here on WCHE. Mm-hmm. It's actually, I'm paying her, is how I got the show, is I went on to Dr. Lauren's show, and she just thought I rocked it, and she introduced me to
and you've been rocking it ever since.
Thank you. You know?
So cool.
So she asked if we could maybe do a show together. She can't come on Mondays because she's seeing clients the whole time, but she definitely moved room out of her schedule for me next Monday.
Sweet.
So we're going to have Dr. Sheffield on 411 Wellness. All right.
That's great. I'm going to be a call-in person.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming today. It's so great to meet you.
Yeah. I know. And thank you.
All right. And folks, remember, be bright, be a star, be the shining light you are. Till next week, namaste.